السلام عليكم سويس فرانس نشير شبيه سباشو سلوس فرد مرمي الشيخ لنش ماس مرس هستر باس رب شمو we're continuing our discussion of the Nes Chanukah based in the Divrei Yoel. The Gemara in Chulin tells us the following story that there were certain porters who were carrying a barrel of wine. I'll just tell you in English. When they wanted to rest, they placed it under a gutter and the barrel burst. They came before Marbar of Ashi, who brought out horns and had them blown as he excommunicated the demon of that place. The demon came before Rav Ashi, and he said to him, "Why did you do this?" The demon said to him, "How else should I act when these men place a barrel on my ear?" So the barrel rested, and Rav Ashi, let's get the shade out of here. So Rav Ashi said to the shade, "What are you doing in a place where many people are found? You're the one who deviated from the norm. Go and pay them the value of the barrel of wine." So the demon said to him, "Let the master now set a time for me so that I can find the money and I will pay." Mar Rav Ashi set a time for his payment. When the time arrived, the demon delayed in coming to pay. When the demon eventually came, Mar Rav Ashi said to him, "Why don't you come to the time I said?" The demon said to him, "With regard to any item that is tied up or sealed or measured or counted, we have no authority to take it. We are unable to obtain money until we find an ownerless item." For this reason, it took him a long time to find enough money to pay for the barrel. Okay, that's an interesting story. But what does it have to do with Chanukah? So, the Gemara Maseches Tainis says on Daf Ches that bracha is only to be found if something is samui min ha'ayin, if something is hidden from the human eye. That's where there's bracha. But here it says fakert. Here it says that if it's a davar hamanui, if it's something that's counted, then the mazikin have no shlita. They only have shlita. The Gemara says, "Adam ashkachin amida defkera." Alma b'davar hamadu d'van money, says Tosfos, lesle rishus l'mishkal minei. Or b'davar hasamui isle rishus. If it's measured and counted, then they don't have rishus to take it. But if it's something hidden, then they do have rishus. The Gemara says an ownerless item. The Gemara didn't say midi defkera. I mean, Tosfos says midi defkera. Tosfos says, b'davar hasamui isle rishus. If it's something hidden, they have rishus. But if it's something counted and measured, they don't have rishus. So you see that there's no bracha in the davar hasamui min ha'ayin, because they have rishus to be, they have rishus to do harm to things that are samui min ha'ayin. So what talk is the raya from the Gemara? So look what happened at the beginning of the story. They placed it under a gutter. Hanush kulay davidarach avis dechamer boy lit puche. Usve tusei marziva. They put it under the gutter, and the barrel burst. So you see that the samim and ayin, the shei did have shlita. So we can be miyashiv that adarabah machmas sheish bracha b'davar samim and ayin. That's why the shei can take it from there, because the shei can only take hefker or kein hefker that a person wasn't torechim. And therefore, b'davar admadu she'ein bo bracha v'lo misra b'atvua. There's no bracha there. He has no rishus to take, because the person was tereach. B'davar sami min ha'ayin, that's not madud, that has tvua Hashem is bracha me'ela, that is hidden bracha. Nobody has a schus in this. So that the shade has rishus to take. And therefore, he told Mar Bar Rav Ashi that you can't take something that's revealed. You can only take something that's hidden. And that's why he was looking for the money. He was looking for something hidden, because something exposed he couldn't take. He only is shaychus to something hidden, because that doesn't belong to anybody. That's hefker. So that he has rishus to touch. But things that are counted, that the person belongs to the person. He worked for it. There wasn't a magical bracha, so that the shade has no rishus to touch. like this in the Sefer Yismach Moed. Explained in the Sefer Yismach Moshe and Parshas Naso, Maimar HaMedrash, Yivrecha Hashem B'mamon, V'yishmerecha Min HaMezikin. The Medrash says in the Pasuk, Yivrecha Hashem V'yishmerecha, Yivrecha Hashem B'mamon, V'yishmerecha. What does it mean, V'yishmerecha Min HaMezikin? V'lefi Divrei HaTosis Hanal, Nimtza, Dehecha Sheyesh Chada L'tivusa, Deyesh Bracha, Yesh Chada L'greyusa, D'sholten HaMezikin. That if you have a benefit, if there's bracha, then the mezikin can be sholeit. You see in Taisus, hidden things are sholeit because that doesn't belong to the person. So, hecha deika chada letivusa, sheyesh bracha, yesh chada legriusa, shesholtim hamazikin. But the mezikin have power over it if it's hidden. And when there's chada letivusa, that the mezikin aren't sholeit, it's griusa, that there's no bracha. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu blesses the Jewish people that they're going to have two brachas. Yivarechecha Hashem b'mamen, and even af al pi chayin v'yishmerecha min ha-mezikin. Mezikin aren't going to have shlita. Even what was added through bracha, yivarechecha, you're going to have special bracha in your money. Nevertheless, the mezikin aren't going to be sholeit. That's the bracha. Now in the time of Yavon, ha'isaz gabrus g'dayla, Shehizgabru ha-yivonim v'kuchis ha-tumish ha-sitra'achu ha-yisrael v'la-shkicham toyrasecha v'la-haviram me'chukei retzoynecha v'yal-kein. So it was a time mamish of darkness. So when the Jewish people found the pach echad shel shemen tahor v'nisraba yidei bracha sheyeh lahadlik mimenu ches yamim, and they had this bracha that they can light from it for all 8 days. Bilam Roy says, Gabrus HaGadayla. So they found one, there was such tumma, such darkness, but they found one Pach Torah, they light for 8 days. Bilam Roy says, Gabrus HaGadayla, V'gam Dimashin Esrava De Brach, V'kamo Hefker V'slurishis L'mishkal. So even though there was this great Koach Hara, and what's added through Bracha is like Hefker, and Satan, the kochos hara, the shade and the mazikim have power to take that. Nimsat merges them that every day that they live from this shemen that was added through bracha, it was a nace that the mazikim were in sholeit. The mazikim didn't control that because again, the mazikim can control things that have special bracha. And this they weren't able to control. Like we discussed at length in the previous shir, that already on the first day, the pach was misrabe, right? They filled it up on the first day, they filled up the oil on the first day, the lamp, and then the pach, the jug, was refilled for all the rest of the 8 days. Nevertheless, the mazikin didn't have shlita. So that's pshat in the Gemara. There was a nes b'chol yom. The Gemara asks, I maybe only say al anisim the first day? As we explained in the previous shir, that's when it was filled up. The answer is no. All 8 days, because the mazikin were in sholeit, and that's why maybe we say v'hi noam by lakas ner shil shel pagayim. So that God guards us from these mazikin. That's what happened back then. So that's another mahalach. We can also say, al pi pashat lefarish teretz ha-gemar. What does it mean, nisa v'chol yom, there was a nes every day, that on the first day, kasher nasa nes bepach, shemisraba ha-shemen, ha-yidei bracha, la-yadu mizaraka kohanim. The first day, only the kohanim knew about it, but when they lived for all 8 days, so it was misparsim in all of Klal Yisrael that there was a nes. Every day the nes was misparsim more. And that's why we're makbid more in Pirsume Nisa on this holiday than the other holidays. Because the Makor of Nes Chanukah was also on this derech, that even though the Iker Nes was on the first day, but the Pirsume Nes was the other 8 days. Otherwise we wouldn't have known. Had they not been Mepharsim, we wouldn't have known. So therefore, there's an emphasis on Chanukah and Pirsume Nisa. And based on this, we can also understand, we can answer the Rambam, who says, הניצחון המלחמה was בחפי כסלב, ואף על פי שלפי זה לא הדליקו תחילה אלא בליל חבוב, so they won on the 25th. So if they won on the 25th, they're only lighting on the 26th. Nevertheless, we can still start Hanukkah on the 25th, because the whole liquor nes was on the first day of Yom Chafei when they went into the Heichal, and then the Pach was refilled for all 8 days. Or Beprat L'Teret HaBeis Yosef, that we mentioned, that the nes of Milui HaShemen was done after the filling up of the preparation of the menorah. So they were ready, they filled up the menorah on the 24th, on the 25th, and then the jug was refilled on the 25th. So the whole nes was on the 25th, but they lit the other days, and everybody saw that the miracle each day. They said, wow, what a miracle. So that, because they only had enough for one day, and the jug was refilled, according to that teretz. So that's the Pirsumei Nisa. But the Iker was on the first day. But that also works with the Rambam, that they won on the 25th, but there was already a Nes on the 25th. And with this, we can explain the Smichus Beis HaMemers. The Rabbi Tanchum said that Ner Chanukah can't be higher than 20 Amos. And Rabbi Tanchum also said, because it's known, the Kashi of the Zohar HaKadosh and the Farshim, that Reuven said to throw Yosef in the Bor of Nechashim and Akrabim, what's that Salah? And the answer, he wants to save him from his brothers who are Baalei Bechira. Avalim calls it Tikshi, the Sof called Sof, Reviu Bezeli de Sakana. He should have saved him in a way that he wasn't endangered. So we can say that he did a great thing, because if he would have saved him in a different way, they wouldn't have known the greatness of the miracle. Because Yitachin, the Adaram, since they're Baalei Bechira, they thought to themselves, and they changed their mind, and they decided not to harm him, so that wouldn't have been seemed such a big nes. But being saved from Nechashim and Akrabim, that didn't harm him, that was Mepharsim the nes even more. And even though She'etzem Adar Linotzim Baalei Bechira who nes Yoser Gadol, V'komokam HaPersumei Nisa Gadol B'Yoser Hechash HaTzelah Hishaloi Midei Baalei Bechira. It's a much bigger HaTzelah when it's not Baalei Bechira, because the Baalei, because that's just God intervening. It's not any, there's no personal input. So that's what Reuven did by saying to throw him in the pit. He showed this was ultimately revealed the miracle of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And also they saw the tzidkus of Yosef. And that's a great Pirsumei Nisa. So Ner Chanukah also, we're makban on Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore you have to put the neris lower than 20 Amos, so everyone can see it. Just like it was B'Sha'as Neis, they were Matlik 8 days, that's Pirsumei Nisa, that everybody should see it. And that's the Smichus HaMemras, Rabbi Tanachim said, that Ner Chanukah you put higher than 20 Amos is Pasul, because you can't see it higher than 20 Amos. So that the reason is Pirsumei Nisa, everybody should be able to see it. And that's the reason of Rabbi Tanachim, who says, what does it mean, V'aborik ein bo mayim, v'avon l'chashim akrabim yesh bo, that nevertheless, Basar, nevertheless, Reuven chose to save him in such a way that there's Pirsumei Nisa. In other words, he said, throw him in the pit, there's no water, but there are Nechashim and Akrabim, and this will be Mepharsim the Nes. God saved him from the Nechashim and Akrabim, and everybody will see what a big tzaddik Yosef is. And that's also the Medrash. That's Reuven who saved Yosef, and that seller was Aide Borsh and Lachashim Makrav and that of Pirsumei Nisa. And that's Al Psachen who called Megadim, and our entrance is all these delicacies. That's Ner Chanukah. That it's Mislanich Ala Pesach is also Pirsumei Nisa. So, in other words, the theme, common theme of the Medrash is Pirsumei Nisa. That Adudim Nasnu Reach is Reuven who saved Yosef. That was Mepharsim the Nes, that he said to throw him in the pit. That shows God's miracle, and Al Psachenu Kol Megadim, that we like the Ner Chanukah Al Pesach HaBayis, that also shows the Nes. So based on what we explained, that the Neis B'chol Yom was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarded the path, that the Mazikim won't be Sholeit V'yishmerecha Min HaMazikim. So based on this, we can explain the piyut that we say, HaNeiros HaLalo Anu Madlikim Al Yidei Kohanecha HaKadoshim, because Ve'emes, Harei Lo Haya Klal Yisador Roy Oz La'asos Lam Neis, because they didn't do tshuva, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu did those nisim in the flows and yeshuas because of the Zchus HaKohanim HaKadoshim. And the fact that there was a bracha in the Pach HaShemen, Shein Ismaili Miyad, for all 8 days was B'zchus HaKohanim. And therefore it's not such a chiddush, because it was B'zchusam, but that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarded the Pach and the Mazikim won't be sholeit, even though it's like Hefker, and anybody can take it, like Tosfos says, that once there's added bracha, so it's like hefker, and anybody could take it. Therefore, the shade said, I can only take hefker. So then the shade has rishus to take it. And the Kohanim have no schus in it. The original miracle was for the Kohanim. But now the Kohanim have no schus in it because it's a miracle and it's not, but it's God's doing. So originally God did a miracle. He made 8 days of oil and put as well in the pach. So that's kavaldik, that's a miracle, with schus Kohanim. But Vaiter, now that there's oil, it doesn't belong to anybody. That's Hefker, anybody can take it. It's just a miracle that Hashem did. Nobody has rights to it. That's what we say. And besides the Nisim Yeshuas that were done with Schus HaKohanim HaKadoshim, there's another Chiddush. That was the Nes that was done on all 8 days that HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarded the Pach. That was already not Al Yedei Kohanim. That was like Hefker, and the Shadim have Schuspo. So that was a special Chiddush, Afa Picha, and they had Nisim. So we're telling the great Nisim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even for all 8 days. So first we say, Al Nisim Vayeshuas, that was Schus Kohanecha HaKadoshim. And then right there, all 8 days, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't B'schus the Kohanim, that you guarded it, but anybody could have taken it, even the Shadim could have taken it, because it was Hefker, and yet you preserved it, you guarded it. We can understand the Nisuch and Haidah. Through this great Gilui Kavod Shemayim, you did the great. You made a great name for yourself, and through that, Olam Chayisrael sees a tshuva gedola forgan kayom hazeh, because all these nisim nimshachem ledoros and hermesayer bezman hazeh, like it says in the kedushas levi and the sfarim hakedoshim, that the reason they were kaveh yamtiv because the hashpa is mamshich for all the generations. Mashem came nisim that didn't continue for the generations. There's no yamtiv. Now those nisim that were done through the schuyos and through the avod and through the koach hakohanim, ma yasu Yisrael ba'osam hadoros shechasu lem kol eile. What are the Jews going to do? But we don't have these nisim. Kasher b'zmaneinu eile, she'en lanu lo mikdash v'lo koin v'lo yavoido v'im b'yadeinu s'chuyas, v'ech nizke li Yeshua, says, how are we going to be zoch in our day to such Yeshua? But since then, there was persume nisa, and there was great kavod shemayim. And kavod shemayim doesn't change. And adarav, kavod shemayim is even more necessary in the dar zachronim. And the more, the lower the generation, the more we need the help of Hashem. Man kvodiz baruch shemo, she'a kavod shemayim. So the Yeshua continues, even if we don't have merits. And that's why we say, But besides, there was the Yeshua through the schus of the Avoda. There was also Makushra to Kavod Shemayim. So yeah, they did their avoda, but there was also kavod shemayim. You made a great name for yourself. There was a kiddush shem shemayim. And the seramim kolach hakedusha v'kolach hator v'kolach avoda. And through this, ulam chayisrael sisa tshuva gedul afurkim kayom hazeh. That through this, the Yeshua is even continues until this very day. Basof yeh, Shakadosh Baruch Hu will say, v'eri kenish l'mani l'mani yaseh. That the gula is going to be for kavod shemayim. And therefore, we're maskir in the hadav chanukah, that these nerus chanukah, or Hachana for Bias HaMashiach, like the Pasuk that the Chassidish Rebbes and Svarim always quote, or the Rabbi that told the Rebbe Shlita always quotes it, Arachti Ner LeMashiachi, I'm going to prepare the candle for Messiah. So Ner Chanukah is preparing us for Mashiach. Because those neirs, the Midrash says, Mashiach is going to come. Alkein b'chol oifen v'oifen, tiyah Yeshua g'vagula ha'shlema, Kadosh Baruch Hu yazer l'manu yizbarach shemo, l'mani, l'mani yaseh, v'kmo shei b'nei schanuk ha'shei shem persu menisa v'nasa kovet shemayim, v'abori kol olam es yazer sh'yisar v'koach ha'tar v'koach ha'kedusha, v'koach ha'tar b'nei Yisrael v'nizkel esdavik b'tar v'odat shem yizbarach v'emes, v'nizkel shizkad ha'shem shemayim al yadeinu. Like it says, v'lachas yis ha'shem gadol v'kodosh b'olamecha, you made a great name for yourself, a holy name for yourself. This is going to draw Yeshua even for us, that these hashpos are going to come even for us. And the hearts of the Jewish people are going to be elevated in Ruchnius and in Gashmius. V'nizke l'rois b'mehera b'yeshua ha'shlema b'skalus kvot shamayim aleinu b'mehera v'yameinu amen v'yamein. So, Birtzos Hashem Darkeinu, we will continue our discussion of Chanukah. We have obviously endless things to say. We can live 100 lifetimes and not even scratch the surface. And please stay tuned for more. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.